What's going on, everybody? If you like what we're throwing down here at Anime Cherry Bomb, I'd like to remind you to follow, like, comment on SoundCloud, sub, 5-star review us on iTunes, sub, like, comment on YouTube, and don't forget to follow that Instagram, Anime Cherry Bomb. See you in 2 seconds.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy that likes Grape Fanta, Jay, and with me is the guy that loves pork miso soup, Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
Oh, you know, it's going pretty good, Jay. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. And what anime are we going to be talking about today?
We're talking about the Savage classic, Oh Maidens in Your Savage Season.
That's such a long name.
I'm really happy I got it down on the first try.
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting name.
Yeah, I've been typing it into Google all day doing research. So that's why I'm like, oh, because I was like in your summer season.
Okay. Do you have
the synopsis ready? Oh, yeah.
Man, I do not. Okay. So this synopsis is from High Dive. So when the girls in a high school literature club ask themselves, what do you want to do before you die? One of them voices a shocking ambition. Now they're all preoccupied, for better or for worse, by their friend's unexpected answer. Soon, each of these very different young women find themselves propelled along the uncertain road to adulthood. Their emotional journeys leading them down paths as surprising as their friend's unconventional wish. My anime list, 7 out of 10.
I'm surprised 7 out of 10. It's spoilers for the end of the podcast. I really enjoyed this anime.
Yeah, really.
When I thought I was going to enjoy it, actually.
Mm-hmm. Do you have the facts?
Yes, I do. So this anime premiered, of course, in 2019. It's 12 episodes. It's a comedy and coming-of-age story. It was written by Mari Okada, and this is her first manga. But she wrote several series compositions.
Okay.
Which, if you don't know, basically is like the whole writer of the series. Like they adapt whatever the manga story is. They're the ones who write the dialogue and all that stuff.
Oh, okay. To it.
So she wrote the composition for Rosen Maiden, Back Butler, Toradora, Kiznaiver, Dragon Pilot, and Wandering Sun.
Wow. A lot of stuff that we covered. Wandering Sun, go check out that one. Dragon Pilot. And that one was fun.
Yeah, and if you're listening to this in the future, Toradora.
Yeah.
And Kiznaiver, probably.
Mm-hmm. We have to do Kiznaiver because that's one of...
it's a trigger.
Yeah, it's a trigger anime that we haven't covered yet.
Yeah, it's one of the only two I think we haven't covered yet. Two or three. Anyway, the studio was Le Deuce, and they're fairly new studio. They did the Fate Grand Order, First Order... OVA and as long and the FGO Moonlight Lost Room OVA, and they also did the short anime is Our Love Has Always Been 10 Centimeters Apart. Have you ever heard of that anime?
Sounds familiar.
So what's really cool about this anime is it's actually based off a Vocaloid song.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't know if you know what Vocaloid is, but
yeah,
the
computer artist.
Yeah. Which is also really weird. So, jumping out a little bit ahead, the opening is done by Honeyworks.
Okay.
Chico and Honeyworks. But Honeyworks actually made the song that anime is based off of.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, it's really cool. And I think they actually work a lot with Le Deuce. They do a lot of openings for them.
Okay.
This anime has two directors. The first one was Masahiro Ando. He did Snow White with Red Hair and Kanan.
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 I remember watching that one.
What is Kanan about, Jay? I was going to look it up.
I don't really remember. I remember it's the main character is a girl, and like I think she's like some sort of like maybe like a bounty hunter of some sort.
That sounds real cool.
Something like that, or like she's on the run, maybe. I remember it's an action-y anime.
When the second director was Takuro Tsukada, and he directed Fate Grand Order, Moonlight, Lost Room, and episode 1 of My Hero Academia.
Oh, wow.
Which is probably my favorite episode of season 1. Well, season 1, it's like one of my favorite. The first two episodes are probably like my favorites. Mm-hmm. This was licensed by Sentai Filmworks. The music was done by Moe Hyuga. And she's done not too much. She did Steins Gate Zero. The opening I said earlier was by Chico and Honeyworks. And it was... Otome Domoyo. And the ending was Yume Cinderella by Momo Asakura, who played Momo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So what did you think of first of the overall music?
You know, I was really like focused on like just reading a lot because there's the dialogue in this anime. You watch the dub, so you don't really have pay attention too much to what they're saying. But a lot of the text went by really fast, so I was like really concentrating on reading. So I don't really know too much about the music.
The music really reminded me of Tagaki-san.
Really? Just like a light?
Yeah.
Almost like very in the background?
Mm-hmm. At most times, it was like very light, really wind instrument heavy.
Yeah.
Especially like in the fun parts of it, in the comedy aspects of it.
Yeah.
It really reminded me of Tagaki-san, like really heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And then what did you think of the openings and endings? I thought they were both okay.
Yeah, they're both okay. I think I like the ending song a little bit more.
Oh, fun little thing. They dubbed the characters talking over in the dub as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so in the opening, there's like the characters like talking to each other. Or not talking to each other, they're asking like questions.
Mm-hmm.
And they dubbed that in the dub, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Sounds like they dubbed almost everything they could.
Yeah, basically. In the dub. I know I mentioned, or I told Jay earlier, but they added the different karaoke songs that were being sung. They actually sang them, even the ones that were like in the background.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cool. I thought it was really nice.
Yeah. It's always a nice touch when people do that.
Ooh. All right. So do you have anything general you want to talk about before we...
There was no cross media or anything like that?
No, no cross media.
No video games?
It is one of the... Anime of the Year contenders this year.
Oh, yeah.
I would bring up, first of all,
yeah.
This anime, the art style looks like Dragon Pilot. A lot like Dragon Pilot, but more sharp, I guess. It's not as cartoony.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So it's almost like a mix between...
Like Dragon Pilot's almost like Jiggly, maybe. Ghibli.
Yeah,
Not Ghibli, but like...
Jiggly?
No, like you said, not sharp, very like more round.
Yeah, look more like cartoony.
Yeah.
It's like a mix between Dragon Pilot and Surizuri Children.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, and it's really, the reason why also I say it reminds me of Dragon Pilot is like you can see it in their faces too when like, they do funny faces.
Mm-hmm.
It looks completely, try to look up and see if maybe the character designer was a part of it,
of Dragon Pilot.
Dragon Pilot, and he wasn't. So, I don't know, just like a weird coincidence.
Yeah, the eyes for sure kind of look a lot like Dragon Pilot, I think.
And I also thought this anime was generally like funny in spots. There's like a lot of great bits.
Mm-hmm.
It almost made it feel like it was if Surizuri Children was like a one-track anime,
mm-hmm.
like instead of focusing on different aspects of relationships, it's just like focusing mainly on like sex. And I thought it was like really cool. Like just a lot of great, great jokes.
Oh, yeah.
About just the awkwardness of youth.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't stop laughing when, in the very first episode where, you know, the main character just walks in on the childhood friend just masturbating, and it was the funniest thing ever.
But for me, like, just going off of what you said, like, I really like the subject matter of this anime. I really enjoyed. It's, like, very different for, like, an anime.
It's very mature.
Yeah.
In the way it handles the topics, you know?
Yeah.
the best way I can describe this, and I don't like it, to me, I don't like describing it like this because it kind of overhypes it in a way. But it is Suri Tsuri meets like Scum's Wish.
Yeah. And you know, I want to add one more to that to make it the trifecta. I think it reminds me a little bit of Kimmy Kiss, even though you didn't watch
really?
The whole thing. Yeah.
Like a better Kimmy Kiss?
Yeah. Like a better Kimmy Kiss with like everything.
Well, it's crazy like how it approaches its topics in a weird way. Like, I appreciate this, the melodrama more in this one than I did in Nana. Like, Nana was, like, compelling and at some point seemed, like, really cartoonish. This, it felt, like, more grounded.
Yeah.
Even though they were, like, younger kids.
Mm-hmm. And even though there are some, like, funny stuff, there's, like, a lot of, like, dark moments as well and a lot of serious moments that really got me on, like, the edge of my seat.
Oh, especially, like, near the end.
Yeah, especially near the end.
God, it's so. Let me think.
And like going like a little bit into like the subject matter, I really love like the whole premise of like there's a difference between being attracted to someone and actually like having like some sort of like emotional attachment to somebody.
So that's what I say. I really love the theme of like love versus lust.
Yeah,
and
really enjoyed that like that whole talk about it
because like even like when he first says it, I gotta use names.
Oh, Izumi.
Yeah, when Izumi says, you know, it's like, I love you, but you know, I want to do it with her.
Yeah.
Like even I was like, oh, you should have not.
Yeah, you should have not
said that.
Yeah, it's more like I actually don't really know what's the best way to like say something like that.
I really wanted to hear what his cleared up explanation was.
They never gave him the chance.
Yeah,
like maybe like I like the idea of Sugawara, but I actually love you.
Well, no, it's like
maybe something like that.
Like he's more just aroused by Sugawara.
Yeah, like maybe like she's like a porn star to me. Like
yeah,
unattainable, basically. Good, nice to look at.
Yeah,
or something like that.
Basically, I think that's what the gist of it was.
Yeah,
like there's somebody. Basically, it's been like, I don't think it's even a good way to say it, but like somebody who I lust after.
Yeah.
Like if she was a like a magazine person, I guess. Yeah. Like you said, like some unattainable, not really unattainable, but.
Yeah. Something that, I don't know.
But what's fair is like he said he treated Kazusa as like a little sister. Mm-hmm. It's like a little older sister,
yeah.
A younger older sister.
Mm-hmm. He said. That he has to protect and is also friends with.
No, but he's in love with her. He's also in love with her, which is really, really good.
Yeah, really cute.
I really like how, like a kid probably doesn't know the difference between love and lust as well.
Yeah,
or at least a young adult doesn't know the difference.
It's a very gray thing because, like, yeah, a lot of relationships can start with lust.
Right.
Like, there's no like problem with like physical attraction because. Emotional attachment could just come right after that.
Yeah, and it's like vice versa too. It's like you have emotional attachment and then
physical
attachment,
and then have physical feelings later.
See, that's why I really like. It's really good.
Yeah,
in that sense.
I really love like that kind of thinking.
Yeah. I really thought that this is more for later, but the epilogue was really cute at the end.
Oh yeah.
We see that. Milo and the other teacher are getting married. Mm. That was pretty cool. I thought that was really nice. I don't know if you noticed that.
I don't think I've seen it, no.
So when they show the new literature club, they're like practicing, and then Milo comes in, and then the other two students go. Behind her back, she was holding the script.
Okay.
And the script says, it says performance for Milo and whatever's wedding.
Yeah.
So... like that's pretty
cool. I remember seeing that, but I didn't put two and two together.
Yeah, so he's getting married to the teacher, the other teacher, which is pretty cool. She was really cute.
Yeah.
Also love. Oh, I don't want to bring it up now, but that the epilogue has a scene that really pissed me off. I don't know if you noticed it or not, but when Kazusa and what's the guy's name? Sorry.
Izumi?
Yeah, Izumi.
When they're at the train station?
Yeah, at the train station. Uh-huh. Then you see the guy that was hitting on Momo, like walks by them with another girl, like he's talking to her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, you mother,
you jerk.
Dirty. Yeah, no. And then one thing I want to mention before we head on to our topics though is.
I have more.
Oh, do you? Okay.
I have more general stuff. Go ahead.
So what I wanted to say was, there was an underutilized couple in this anime, and I wanted really the anime to be about them.
Okay.
That's Sonozaki and Shun's relationship. I wanted it more.
Yeah.
Forefront. They only get like maybe one or two scenes
together
every so often.
Yeah.
And then like their main focal point at the end. Like, I would have really wanted more of them, but there was, like, no room to put them.
Yeah, because their relationship was, like, it was more at the start where, like, oh, they're really, like, Sonozaki, or however you say her name, yeah. She's, like, really, like, cautious with him. But then once they actually do get together, they definitely take a seat back, and then they're just...
I would love to have seen, like, them just go on dates.
Yeah, that would have been great.
They're, like, a very, very cute couple.
Mm-hmm.
I just love the scene. And she's like, have you touched a boob? And he's like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I haven't. Wait, why'd you kiss me all of a sudden? I never kissed a girl on the forehead.
That was so cute. All
right. So another general thing that I really like is the title names for the episodes. Really cool. Especially, I know the episode 2, E-X. Or E-S-E-X.
S-E-X.
Yeah. I knew what it was before I even started the episode.
I was like, what the hell is this talking about?
Yeah.
which is really funny because is that how they say it in the Japanese dub? Or in the
sub?
Yeah.
Yeah, they say like
S-E-X.
I mean, it doesn't sound like how we said it, but it's they say it.
Well, they say it in the dub, it's just S-E-X.
Yeah.
Or S-E-X. I mean, they like elongate it in ways to where like when he's trying to figure out what the like what are you talking about?
And yeah,
and it slowly creeps into him.
Mm-hmm. And one episode title that I really loved was Holes.
Holes.
Yeah, because it was like not like that whole episode had a theme of holes of like feeling the void like of yourself. In yourself with like Hongo and the teacher when they're at the Love Hotel, and then
the hole in her panties.
Yeah, what's her name?
Kazusa.
Yeah,
which is also a really cool name. I really like.
And then like holes, like I don't know, there's other holes.
And that was pretty funny.
Yeah, really cool.
Ooh.
And then another. Oh, the dialogue in the sub was really nice as well. I really liked the writing of like how everything was written.
So I want to mention a lot of the dub is really good. A lot of the dub is also really bad, especially with the minor characters. I feel they did a horrible job dubbing them.
Yeah.
So I played Jay a little bit before the start of this, and it was the director.
Yeah,
the pedophile director. Yeah. And he sounds horrible in the dub, and it's hilarious. Like, he's hilariously bad.
Yeah. Ooh, he was really bad. I was like, oh my God. He doesn't sound like an old man or anything.
Is he supposed to be old?
Well, he's...
Older,
yeah. I mean, he had, like, long nose hairs. There's, like, this whole scene about his nose hairs. His nose
is being super long.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then just let's see this guy's name. Satoshi. That's the guy who's hitting on Momo.
Yeah.
His friends are dubbed like really, really bad as well. Like they have like really cheesy dialogue.
Uh-huh.
Like even the background characters have like really, really cheesy dialogue.
Yeah.
And one from Satoshi's friend. He's like, oh, he's like, what's the deal, Pickle? I was like, no kids talk like that.
That's really funny.
Yeah, it was very funny. And then like
that makes me like glad that I stick to the sub because I feel like the sub was a little bit more serious than but maybe like if I knew Japanese, maybe it was just as cringeworthy. But
I know, but it's It still was really fun.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't detract from the main cast. Mm-hmm. I thought the main cast was really good.
Yeah. I mean, Brittany Karbowski was the main girl.
Yeah, she's super cute as her. The chick who played Hongo was kind of hard to get used to in the beginning.
Okay.
I thought she was really good. She kind of played it very well.
Mm-hmm.
And then the girl who played Nina, she was real weird at the start too.
Okay.
Like, and I don't think she had anything credited to her, her voice actor, because I went to go look.
Oh, okay.
And she didn't really have any credits, so a lot of them looked like they were new people.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of anything else I want to bring up.
Okay, I have one last thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
I really love the real world name drops.
Oh, okay.
Like, at the beginning, I said I like Grape Fanta. They said that in the anime. And then you said they said Kalpis.
Kalpis.
Yeah.
Kalpis, which is the delicious drink that everyone should try. I think it's called, in the States, it's called something different.
Okay.
I think it's called Kalpika.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah, it's called Kalpika.
Something like that.
But it's just Kalpis. It's the,
yeah.
They just changed it because it sounds weird. Nasty.
Yeah.
But Kalpis is delicious. I love Kalpis.
Mm-hmm. And there's like a few other things. One of the teachers says like Mickey D's and
Mickey D.
And
I told Jay there's a Crystal Geyser water bottle in one scene.
Yeah, that's
the
great.
The drops are hilarious. There's like one anime with like worse drops, and it's on my list, and I'm really excited to watch it. It's a weird Hardee's.
Carl's advertisement. Jr.
Yeah, Hardee's / Carl's Jr. Yeah. Reference
depending on where you're from, the United States.
Actually, I guess in Japan, it is Carl's. It is Carl's because I went to a Carl's Jr. while I was out there. They served beer. It was really cool.
Wow, yeah, that actually sounds like a good combo.
It was weird because it was like Carl's Jr., California Burgers.
That's another chain or what?
No, it was Carl's Jr., but it was just burgers in California because it had like avocado and a bunch of stuff. But it was weird because. I guess the only thing that Japanese recognize if it's California, if it's Southern California,
because
all the decorations are like, L.A. and all this stuff. It was pretty weird.
Huh.
It's a Carl's Jr. in Akihabara, by the way, if you guys want to visit
Carl's Jr.
there. Very delicious.
Yeah. And then there was one Street Fighter game in there.
Yeah, it looks weird.
It was so weird. I thought I texted Aaron about this, but I thought it was an ad. Like, what the hell? Why are there ads in High Dive? It was like.
And it's weird because it's like low frame rate as well, too.
But it was like really weird. I was like, how do they get this in the anime?
just a random man.
Yeah. Well, whatever. That scene was actually pretty cool. You could see like. Momo's reflection in her eyes going into a little bit of like cinematography. Yeah, the reflections of the phone.
I really like the back shot of her where you see like the farm of arcade machines,
mm-hmm.
and then just her outline with all the lights.
And she was like by herself.
Yeah, really cool.
Mm-hmm. She was trying to contact Sugawara, I think. She wanted to talk to her.
All right, so. Art and cinematography. We mentioned before, this really does remind me of Dragon Pilot.
Yeah, and Dragon Pilot's really nice.
Yeah, I was.
So this anime is pretty good.
I keep on calling it Hisone and I forget the Japanese name of it. Now I forget. It's like Hisone and Makun or something like that.
Okay.
But no, yeah, Dragon Pilot. it looks really cool. The people look really cool.
Yeah.
The one thing I'm not a like really big fan of is like the random live action pictures sometimes that are in there. I don't know if you probably even noticed them.
Like in the background and stuff.
Yeah. Well, not in the background, just like the one I mentioned earlier was the inside of
Izumi's
room, there's like pictures of actual trains, like real life trains.
Yeah.
And it was like super weird.
Mm-hmm.
This other spot's what happens too, but that was the spot where I was like, "Oh, that's like that must be like an actual poster or something."
Yeah,
they just do in there.
One thing I really enjoyed was all the girls' hairstyles, really, really cute.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Hongo's has like, I don't know how she does it, but her hair is like goes into like the bottom of her eyes. It's like really weird, but it looks cool. The main girl's eyebrows are really nice.
I think everyone's eyebrows are like really nice. It looks super weird.
Yeah.
With like Nina's eye, her silver eyebrows look super weird. I think everyone's eyebrows look weird.
Well, I like them.
Yeah, they said the eyebrows are like. Who has the weird? Azusa has some like weird looking eyebrows. Like,
yeah, hers are like the thickest, I think.
They're thick, but like they're not even. Too. Yeah. And it like threw me off. I was like, that's weird. Like, it looked like it was. Like, it gave it some character. Like, it's not perfect.
Yeah.
But like, I also felt like someone would be like, hey, you should fix your eyebrows.
And then another thing that I really enjoyed was everybody's casual clothes. I mentioned that a lot in these podcasts, but
mm-hmm.
their casual clothes are always nice to see. Kazu says, is that how you say her name?
Yeah, Kazusa.
I really like her short shorts and like the t-shirt that she wears at home.
She's super cute.
Yeah, super cute.
Ooh, do you have anything? Give any notes for cinematography?
Cinematography.
Not that I can say off the top of my head.
Yeah. I mean, there's just that one shot that I remembered at the arcade with Momo.
Actually, one of my, now I think about it, one of my favorite shots, and it's like one of my favorite scenes, is after Kazusa and, what's the guy's name? I should have written his name down. I forgot.
Izumi?
Yeah, Izumi. I don't know why. I remember Kazusa. I can't remember Izumi. When Kazusa and Izumi are like going out for the first time, when they're walking to school, like the colors are like even more vibrant.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And like I have in my notes as like oh, to be a maiden in love,
because
you know, you hear the birds chirping, you hear
all the food smells so good, and
it's so adorable. I love that scene. And it's just so bright. Like, I don't know if it's actually brighter than most scenes, but how I remember it, just because of the emotion in the scene.
Oh yeah, and it's depicted like she's like describing it all as like being a lot more vivid and like, almost like a new world to her.
Exactly. I don't know if it's actually more vivid, but it was look pretty. The way it made, when I think about it, it's really cool.
Yeah.
Do you have any cinematography? No.
No, not really. Other than
there's some good ones. It's just
trying to think of it on the top of my head.
I like crammed the last like. 7 episodes last night.
I really enjoyed the whole Love Hotel thing with Hongo and the teacher, Milo Sensei.
Mm-hmm.
That was like a lot, like a very, well, the atmosphere of that part was very intense.
Like, I guess the air was stale. That's what I felt like.
Because
there's like that scene where she's like, oh, the floor is coming undone.
It
smells like mildew. Like, it smells bad in the room.
Yeah.
Paper thin walls.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she goes in the bathroom, like, I really like how cramped it is.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just a tub.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just sitting there looking up how to sex people.
Yeah. How to do some sort of performance. How to
surprise them. Yeah. Ooh. All right. So we're going to go underutilized characters, least favorite characters first.
I don't really have an underutilized character.
I have two.
Okay.
Underutilized characters. One is Milo's love interest.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The t-shirt. I would have loved to see more of her. She's adorable.
Yeah, she was really cute.
She loves eating the mushrooms she gets from... that was a cute conversation.
Yeah.
And then Jujo, the gal who ends up being pregnant. Yeah. I would have really liked to see more of her.
It's cute that what is her name? Sunazaki?
Sonozaki.
Yeah, it's really cool that they keep in touch after, like, when Sonozaki's in, like, college and stuff.
Yeah, and she has the baby. Mm-hmm. It's cute. And the baby's real cute, too.
Yeah.
So, yo, he's already 2 months old.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool way to show how much time has, like, passed since the end of the story.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, she's in college. The baby's only 2 months old, so...
Yeah.
She's, like, freshly in college.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I thought it was, like, really weird because, like, the first time you meet Jujo, she's, like, really mean to Sonozaki.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next scene is, like, when she runs into the horse.
Yeah.
And she, like, is kind of concerned for her, but, like, in a weird way.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I hope she didn't, like, break her hymen.
Yeah, like she said, like, oh, I'll feel bad if she actually did do it.
She actually did. But, like, that's really kind of, like, where it starts to kind of turn.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, she's, like, a really nice... girl.
Yeah, she's really nice.
And I really wish I...
And her relationship with her boyfriend seemed pretty cute. Very interesting.
And she's like a normal dude.
Yeah. She's like, head over heels in love with this guy. Really funny.
And she's like, oh, love is weird. I like that realization. It's like...
Yeah.
And the heart wants what the heart wants, you know? You expect her to have a bad boy boyfriend.
Yeah, just, with piercings and stuff.
He's just some dude.
Yeah, it's just a normal day.
All right, so for least favorite characters.
Yeah.
I have Satoshi and his friends. I thought they were...
Yeah, that's Momo's...
Momo's, yeah, love... Or the guy who was trying to hook up with Momo.
Yeah.
At first, I thought he was, like, an okay dude. Like, he was just trying to, you know...
Yeah, win her over.
Win her over, but then... Like, at the end, like, the very last way that, like, gets, that pushes Momo to call Nina at the end, he seemed like a real jerk.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was calling her, like, a slut for like, leading him on.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? She's like, I just went out.
I just went on a date with you. That's it.
Yeah.
How does that make me a slut?
Yeah, exactly. And then he hits her with like, whoa, whoa, what are you acting crazy for? It's like,
yeah, when'd you get so crazy?
It's like, what do you mean? Oh, that pissed me off. I was like, if there was this, like, if she was the main character of this anime and her love interest was there, like, that would have been a really cool scene to be like, hey, you should, you should bounce before I do something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then his friends are like douchey. Like,
yeah,
I felt like his friends were super douchey the whole time. And then Segusa, which is the director.
Yeah.
Like I didn't even think he was like a good foil or anything. It's just
he was just there.
Yeah, not even evil pedophile, but he was just like a weird.
Yeah, just a weird creepy dude.
Pedophile.
Mm-hmm.
And
I did like that punch though that Sugawara.
Oh, she smacked the hell out of him. She heck of
smacked him. It was really cool.
I was like, please don't go through it, like, because it's so that dude's so nasty. It's yeah, so gross. Screw that. Like,
she was just like so desperate.
I know, and I showed Jay that scene where he's talking about how like, oh, but like once you lose your innocence, like you're nothing, and it's like,
yeah,
oh, it's so, like even though it's a. I think it's a bad performance, bad dub performance. Okay. I think it's a bad voice, but not a bad performance, okay. I guess. Because that performance kind of conveys how, like, creepy he is in that scene. I don't know how he feels in the sub, but that for sure, like, gave me, like, chills. Like, God, this guy is so gross.
Yeah. But I definitely got that vibe as well.
Do you have any other least favorite characters?
No, you can pretty much name them all. All
right, so favorite characters, I want to bring up before we talk about the main cast.
Okay.
My favorite side character was Kazusa's mom. I really like derpy moms.
Yeah.
And she's like really ditzy and derpy, and it's so funny.
Yeah.
And even like Azusa's like, oh, wow, even she, you know, had sex at some point. Yeah,
because she's there.
I know. So... And then her dad, too, is pretty funny because, like, her dad doesn't get a hint as well.
Yeah.
Like, the one that's, like, which is also, like, a weird question. I don't know how you would react if your kid was, like, oh, like, what was it like the night, you know, I was made?
Yeah.
And
I'd be like, what are you talking about? I would
also default. I mean, they defaulted to the night
where she was, like, she was born. Yeah.
And I think
that's, like,
as an adult, I would probably...
I'd probably say that too.
Like, that's what they meant. Not like, what was the night, like, I was conceived?
Yeah.
Like, that's like, that's weird.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell. No, I'm not going to tell my son how that happened.
It was magical. Marf was like, you want to do it? And I was like, yeah. That's it. And then 9 months later.
It was magical.
And it was magical. Oof.
Okay,
and
so
I was thinking just like, oh yeah, I was at a club and I gave your mom a key to my house and said, come over. I've only been robbed 3 times.
Parks and Rec.
I love
it was really funny, but at the end of that episode, go a little bit into Parks and Rec. I love Parks and Rec, but at the end of that episode you see Tom going to the key duplication place. He's like, can I have another 20 keys? And the guy knows his name. Hey, Tom, we need some more keys.
It's really great. That's really a great joke. Yeah. I love that joke.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, all right. So, more favorite characters.
Yeah.
I really love... Oh, man, I'm almost going to break my waifu rule of if they have a boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to put him in here. But Sonozaki is so cool.
Yeah.
I don't know how she's written in the sub, but in the dub, she talks with such high vocabulary and so artsy. I love it.
Yeah, she does that in the sub as well.
Like, there's a great moment in the finale where she says something very, like, verbose.
Mm-hmm.
And then Shun goes like, what? Like, what'd you even say?
I know. There's another part in the sub. I don't know if it was in the dub, but when they were talking on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
like,
is it
like right before they got busted for that new rule that the school was talking about. But she was saying something about, like, herself. Like, she was describing herself. And he was like, wait. Don't say anything bad about my girl, the girl that I like.
Yeah, the girl that I like. So, you're talking bad about the girl I like.
That's the only thing he got out of that whole thing that he said.
I know. I was like, oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
And then there's also, like, a really cool cinematography scene where she, like, sits up and you can, instead of just showing her sitting up, it's the mirror. It's focused on the mirror. Yeah. And it shows her sitting up and you can see her smile. And then the camera doesn't turn, but the next shot is her smiling.
Yeah.
And it's, like, really good. I love this, her and Shun, I really, really love.
Mm-hmm.
I do wish this anime was more about them.
Yeah.
But, oh, God, cute. And a lot of great scenes.
And another thing about the whole, like, talking, like, very artsy, Hongo in the sub also plays, talks like that. But she says it more to play off of her.
Right.
Like, she just, like, kind of continues on with, like, what Sonozaki's saying.
Yeah, guys, she's also kind of verbose in the dub as well.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, very good.
Yeah.
And
speaking of her, I really liked Hongo. I really liked her whole experience with Milo Sensei.
I also would love more of her too. Like, there's not enough time and it sucks.
Yeah.
Because I really like Hongo as well.
And the last episode, like, kind of felt like a definite end. Like, there's, like, nothing coming out of this anymore.
Yeah, and it's over. The manga has been done.
Okay.
I think it, like, wrapped up the same time as the anime. It's one of those endings.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks because I would really like to see, like, the second, like, the new Literature Club people.
Yeah.
It'd be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's see. Oh, I have... So we're gonna talk about, like, Momo and Kazusa. They're both really cool characters.
Yeah.
I don't think each of them really grow as much as the other three members.
Yeah.
I
think they just become more accepting of themselves a little bit.
Yeah, but they don't become, like,
they don't
different
change
characters.
Yeah.
As, like, the other two become completely different characters as they enter and exit their savage season.
Yeah, exactly.
The one that I thought changed the most for me was Nina.
Mm-hmm.
Nina, like, in the beginning, I hated Nina because she was, like, really, I think she really did, like, she looks down on people a lot.
Yeah.
Even when she, like, kind of throws her own pity party for herself,
mm-hmm.
where she's like, oh, how come, you know, I mean, it's also like a kid thing. You don't realize that when she's like, oh, girls are always accusing me of stealing their boyfriends and doing all this and that or whatever. And most of it breaks down to, like, you know, as an adult, you're like, because, you know, they're kids. That's why they do that. They're jealous of you.
Mm-hmm.
And the parts that, like, made me mad is, like, she goes to Azusa and is like, how come you're treating me like everyone else would treat me?
Yeah.
And it's because, like, it's almost like the whole point is she doesn't, like, hate her. She's like, she's, like, threatened by her.
Yeah.
And, like, not even in, like, in a bad, spiteful kind of way. Cause, like, even she was like, oh, if, you know,
if it had to be,
if it had to be anyone else, I'd want
it to be her. Yeah.
To her. And I was like, oh, I don't know. And then there's something about her being like, when she finally decides to, you know, throw a move on Izumi,
yeah,
like her whole world is shattered because he tells her no.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
and she becomes like super lost.
Yeah, like that part of her, like I kind of like that evolution of her, of her being like, you know what, even in the dub, I don't know if it was in the sub, but I felt like it kind of went like it babied at the end where she's like, oh, let me explain my whole character arc.
Mm-hmm.
Where like the other characters, you just see them grow as we go.
Yeah.
And I thought it just was really dumb to her be like, oh, yeah, I was very prideful, actually, and but I have learned. Like, I did, like, I thought it was really dumb. A really dumb way to put it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I actually do really like her character growth from it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, like, her whole earth, like, shatters over, like, a boy finally telling her no.
Yeah.
And it was, like, a weird thing of, like, not acceptance, but when she's like going down the street,
yeah,
and she's like, usually I get catcalled, from here, and no one's catcalling me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then that makes her feel ugly, which is like a super like kid thing to think.
Yeah,
not mature, which shows, you know, they are kids. Mm-hmm. In the end. And I don't know, like that part kind of bugged me. I was like, okay, one guy tells you no, and all of a sudden,
no, but now you're ugly.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, it was weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also
my wife does that sometimes. It's like, oh, like she makes me potatoes or something, right? And then I'm like, oh, they kind of tasted raw. Okay, I'm never making you potatoes ever again.
Super over exaggerated.
It's like, what? They're okay. It's just they're a little raw.
Oh, what was... There was one thing I forgot. God, I forget. Anyway. Oh, I also really hated her trying to come on to Izumi.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was so weird. Like, I would not be okay with, like pretending to have me grope you.
Yeah.
Just so you can feel groped.
Yeah.
Like, that was so... like wrong
and,
of
and at first she pretended like somebody else was trying to do it, right?
Yeah, or, that's why she's like pretend to grab my, or she's like, grab my butt, or mm-hmm. pull me close.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like your boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah screw that.
I know. And then I just hate, it's like that's your friend's like dude, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though if you have feelings, you think you have feelings for him, like, come on, don't do all that or whatever.
Yeah.
And don't, like, try to tangle them up in, like, lies because you not lost, but you didn't confess before.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Aaron, is there any other characters you want to talk about?
Oh, we basically talk about Milo. Milo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually do like Milo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I really like the verbose characters in this anime.
Yeah.
It's real fun.
Yeah. He's, like, super, like, overly critical about
everything.
Yeah.
Even like the weird the indirect sexual relationship
is, yeah,
like, super, also super weird.
Mm-hmm. Like, show me your panties or something like that.
Yeah, he's like, go to a part, so I'll be at this window and just show me your panties.
Yeah.
Even I have like a weird general problem with this anime where I wish it was more serious in spots as well.
Yeah,
because there's that the end of that episode, I think it's like 8 or 9, where they go to the love hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Before they go to the head to the love hotel, she like puts her panties in the trash can.
Yeah.
And then Sonozaki goes and like picks them up and throws them and lands on her boyfriend's head. He's like, what the hell? And then she's like, don't touch those.
That was a funny part.
And then she has like that weird delusion where she's like, okay, at the next stop sign.
A stoplight.
I'm going to, you know, grab his hand and make him do stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
And they like just get the green. Like, I feel like that always happens. Not that situation always happens to me, but like when I'm texting and driving, I'm like, all right, at the next stop, I'm going to text somebody, or I'm going to look up a YouTube video at the next stoplight. And then I just get all green lights and I can't do it. Like,
shouldn't be texting and driving, Aaron.
That's what I done at the stoplight. I text, not while I'm driving. Something legal with that. And then there's also that really funny scene. I guess we're talking about favorite scenes now.
Okay.
The other scene that leads to, like, when they head to the hotel district.
Yeah.
He goes to, like, the cheapest hotel.
Yeah.
And she's, like, super pissed.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, he's going to take my virginity in a crappy hotel. He has another thing coming to him.
You know, there's a whole thing about that episode I really loved was, like, it happens with Kazusa and Izumi and Hongo and the Milo Sensei is where we're both in their heads.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both, like, almost mimicking each other. Like, they're saying, like, the same thing. Like, Hongo was, like undoing Milo's pants, right?
Uh-huh.
And, like, Milo was like, oh, my gosh, she's actually doing it. And then you go to Hongo's thoughts.
Oh, my God, I'm doing it.
Oh, my God, I'm actually doing it. Really cool.
And really cute.
And when Kazusa and Izumi also do the same thing, mm-hmm, when they were sitting on the couch together.
Oh, that is a cool. I think that's the same episode?
Yeah.
Like, the juxtaposition is, like, real cute.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh. Even, I don't know, like, do you always sit side to side with your wife?
No. I always sit, when we go to restaurants and stuff, sit across.
Yeah. I would think there's nothing wrong with sitting, like, across.
Yeah. When I see people at a restaurant sitting next to each other and there's nobody across for them, weird. It's really weird. I'm just like, that must be their first date or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
That's not how it goes. You want to go on a date, you go in front of them. So
yeah,
you can talk.
You're face to face with each other.
Yeah,
like, it's so weird. I thought that was, like, a weird thing, but
yeah, me and my wife have, like, these, like, rules that we follow when we go to restaurants.
Don't sit next to me.
No, we sit across from each other. My wife always takes, like, if there's, like, a couch,
uh-huh,
she's the one that sits on the couch. She doesn't like sitting in chairs.
A booth?
No phones.
Oh yeah, that's fair. I hate phones during dinner.
Yeah, really dumb.
If you guys are out with somebody, do you sit on the same side with each other?
What do you mean?
Like if me and my girlfriend went out with you and Nancy, would you and Nancy sit next to each other or still sit across from each other?
We would sit next to each other.
I would say in that case,
yeah, we would sit next to
but
each
when
other.
You're by yourselves.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fair.
Mm-hmm.
And baby on the side, baby on the
no phones at eating dinner.
Yeah, that's fair. I like
everyone
that rule.
Should do that.
Yeah, good rule.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have another? There's a lot of great, great scenes in this anime.
Yeah. That Penny one, the pennies falling on the face was really funny. I really like that one. That one was funny.
Oh, another character I really hated, and I didn't think she needed mentioning in the, like, hated characters.
Okay.
But it's the girl who tried to hit on what's his name? Oh, God, I can't remember.
Oh, Izumi.
Yeah, that girl. She was a horrible person. Like,
she reminded me of, like, some sort of, like, cheesy villain or something.
I thought she was going to be a play of, like, a bigger role later, mm-hmm, on.
She just gets depressed and gives up.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
But, like, her friends are so, like, slutty. Like, it's so gross.
I know. You know, that's another thing that, like, bothered me about this anime is this how openly everybody talked about, like, hooking up and
having
sex. I kind
of feel that's how, like, most teenagers are or whatever, who are not, like...
That's not how it was when I was in high school.
Or, like, introverts aren't as open with it, but people who are, like, super extrovert, I feel like those people are, like, super extroverted.
Yeah.
Or I feel like the people in this anime are, like, the extroverts who thought people talked about sex, like, all the time.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I see it.
Okay.
As.
So they're just, like, they're not listening to, like, everything they're saying. They're just pinpointing out the sexual parts and, like, oh, these heathens.
Yeah. Exactly.
Talking about jiggly bits.
That was, like, also, like, a weird one. The pillow fight.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, the big boobs and the small boobs jiggling.
Yeah, there's 10 pairs.
10 pairs of boobs.
No, 5 pairs.
5 pairs of boobs. 10 boobs. 10 boobs, exactly. trying to think of other great moments. There's a lot.
Another moment, one moment that I really enjoyed was the play that the literature club did.
Oh, my God. That just stressed me out.
But one moment that I really enjoyed, I was telling you about this earlier, but what Sugawara says when she sees the director walk in,
mm-hmm,
And you said she says, what did she say?
She says, like, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she goes, what the fuck? And something like
that. Okay, yeah. That makes more sense. Because, like, in the sub, she says, like, fucking really?
Oh, no, yeah, she does say fucking really. That's what it is. Yeah.
She's yeah, and I, really? Yeah, and I really enjoyed it. I was like, whoa, that was pretty cool delivery or whatever. I don't know. Or reaction, I would say.
Right. And it's like real quick, too.
Yeah.
Really, really cool.
And then her like trying to like smooth talk, not smooth talk, but like trying to steal Kazusa from.
Or stealing other way around. Stealing from Kazusa.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. I mixed up the boy. Yeah, Izumi. Boy. Yeah. I mixed their names up a lot.
Yeah. Izumi.
I might cut that out.
Yeah, that's fine. Trying to think of the bonfire too was also really good.
Oh yeah.
But he's like, I don't really know how I feel about you, but I know I want to protect you and I do love you.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, and then like the whole scene with Sonozaki too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Telling him that she loves him, and everyone like, oh, it works.
Everyone.
But
they're already dating, so.
Right.
It was just she was like more open to everybody knowing their relationship is going on.
That's real. That was also really cute. Another great scene is the if you love me, then write me a 50-page essay.
Yeah.
And that scene was super when she's reading the essay.
Mm-hmm.
And. And he's typing like, you're cute. And cute, I love
cute,
how she's
cute.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, look, he spelled like.
He spelled C-T-U-E.
Yeah, C-T-U-E. Oh, that's so cute. And then, I just love it at the end when she's like, here, I corrected it for you.
Yeah.
And then it's like, will you go out with me? And she's like, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, my God.
So cute. And
he's just so happy.
Yeah. His reactions are really, really
his reaction to that one's so good.
It's like, yippee. He's like in the air.
Yeah, like he's like tossing the papers around.
Yeah.
And then she's like sitting on the
Stairs.
The stairs blushing.
All embarrassed.
Oh.
Like somebody's going to hear you.
I love Sonozaki. She's so cute.
You know what would have been cool if she wore her glasses with her new hairstyle?
I like her with glasses. I hate you. I don't know. If
the Paradise Kiss haircut.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that too. But I don't know because of your glasses, but I'm partial with. The people with glasses.
Yeah.
I think glasses are really cool. And I thought she looked fine with her glasses. I don't know. Everyone's like calling her Uggo in the dub.
I know. Uggo. Yeah. I remember you were texting me like one of your pet peeves is when like.
Girls don't think that they're cute in anime.
Yeah. Or other people say that
they're ugly or plain looking. I was like, have you ever seen a plain looking girl? That's not a plain looking girl. Like she's super cute.
Yeah.
Like all the.
All the girls.
Like the only one I would say who's not like. Cute in like in the traditional way is like Hongo.
Yeah,
but even
I think she's cute.
Yeah,
you know, if I was to date somebody, I'd probably want to date Hongo.
She's so cool.
Yeah,
Hongo and Sonozaki are like my two favorite characters in this mm-hmm. anime. They're pretty cool characters.
Yeah,
both really cute.
Yeah,
which is also a really weird thing is I read it in the Wikipedia, but apparently Sonozaki was like raised in a Puritan home, but she was raised with like purism in mind.
Okay.
And for a weird reason, like I never really thought about it, and then I saw her mom, mm-hmm. and like her mom gave that kind of vibe off to me when I seen her. I was like, she looked like she'd like not beat it into her, but like, hammer it home.
Yeah, she almost reminded me of the mom from Speed Graphers almost.
Was the mom from Paradise Kiss.
No. Oh, that one, that was another strict mom.
Yeah, go to school.
Yeah, or get out of my house.
Right. But, oh, that scene also made me really tense. When she's about to say, you know, I love you or whatever, and the mom busts in.
Yeah.
And which is a really cool, fast scene. She's like, what the hell did you do?
Yeah, that was a crazy fast scene. I was like, what's going on?
Yeah. And then from that point on, it's like gas pedal.
Yeah. I texted you earlier that, like, one thing that I really enjoyed was, like, after Kazusa and Izumi got together, like, I was, like, really, like, okay, so they're together, like, really, what can happen now? But then they really upped the ante, and it gets a lot, like, super dark. And I was like, oh, my God, is somebody going to die? Is Momo going to kill herself or something?
If for that last batch of episodes, if the Scum's Wish ending would have played, it would have been, like, perfect. There's, like, a lot of scenes where it ends. Because, like, there's, like, Kazu says talking about, she says that line is like, oh, as I was worrying about, you know, holes.
Yeah.
She's like, I wasn't aware of the holes that my friends were about to fall in.
Yeah.
And, she's like, and then the hole that I was also going to be facing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that'd been perfect cut in for that song.
But yeah, that was, it just got really dark, and I absolutely loved it. Those last four episodes were really, really great. Good.
Any other, do you have any least favorite moments? Is it anything with the pedophile related? Oh, yeah.
That's like a default answer, though.
Yeah.
Like anything with him. Didn't really like the stuff with Momo and the guy. Yeah. Even when he wasn't that much of a jerk. It's real kind of boring. Like, yeah.
Like, I never felt like they were, like, anything was going with them.
Yeah, I never felt, like, any sort of, like, attraction with them. Like, it's just Momo's, like, just discovering who she is.
Yeah. Real quick, I guess, since I don't really have any other bad things I want to say.
Yeah.
Do you think Momo and Sugawara got together at the end? Sure looked like it.
What happened? What are they were doing at the end?
Nothing. They were, like, just together. Like, Azusa, like, left her to go be with her boyfriend, and like they kind of like look at each other kind of longingly and like walk away together.
Maybe.
I don't know, I mean,
I would like it kind
of open. Yeah,
I would like that to happen, but I don't know. Sugawara was like, she really wants to date a guy,
right?
Or she wanted to do it with a guy.
No, not necessarily. She just said she wanted to do it. She never said it with the guy. She said, I just want to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, you can have sex with friends.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, he can.
Have you heard of Friends with Benefits?
I know, exactly. I don't know. I kind of hope they got together. I really like Momo. I thought she was really cute.
Yeah, they would have made a nice couple.
Yeah. We don't get to see much. See, like I said, I would like to see a...
More of it, more. Yeah.
But... I'd like to see more, but I'm also satisfied of what happened, yeah. Like what we got.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious. I like that world. I like those characters. I want to see more of them. But
yeah,
like if we never got like a second season, I'd be like fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you have any final thoughts before we end the wrap up?
I really enjoyed this one. Just really, yeah, really,
really good one.
Yeah, and we finished it pretty quick. We what? 3 days?
Yeah, I think me, honestly, it took me 2 days. I only really watched it for 2 days.
Yeah.
Like, I watched it, I think, on Monday and then Wednesday, and I finished it.
I think the last time we recorded, I watched, like, 4 episodes, and then I think I just did four, and,
right.
And four, I finished three. It on the last day.
Yeah. Really good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so accessibility. It has adult themes.
Yeah,
it has adult themes in it. Cursing in the dub.
Cursing in the sub as well.
There's no really fan service in here.
Yeah, other than the bath scenes.
But it's not even like
scene. You know those scene, the bath scenes, they actually censor it pretty well, like with their how they move their arms and stuff.
That was pretty funny.
Done pretty good.
I prefer those censoring instead of just like the fog.
Yeah.
Who has good censoring? Monster Musume had like really good censoring.
Oh yeah,
where like hair, you don't right? even like notice, mm-hmm. Unless you like you watch the uncensored version. And you're like, oh, there's a nipple there.
Yeah,
really really good. Like they said, like, yeah, they use like hair mm-hmm. and stuff and pieces of fabric that is still on there, but like, kind of look natural. It doesn't look unnatural.
Yeah,
it never puts it in a position where it doesn't look good.
Mm-hmm.
Or like they take away nipples too in weird points.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then you can get this on High Dive, yep. Dub and sub. The dub is dub. I'll probably give like a tentative watch if you can deal with some bad voices.
Yeah,
go ahead and do it. But there's also some really great voices in there as well. Mm-hmm. So they kind of counteract each other.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the sub. So go ahead and watch the sub.
Would you, if you rewatch this, jumping to rewatchability? mm-hmm. which I think is
I would watch high. The dub.
Would you watch the dub? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would probably go back and watch the sub. I was watching on my small phone screen.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, I want to just give it to listen to it, mm-hmm. then trying to squint and read the whole time.
Oh, yeah. That'd be dumb.
Yeah.
trying to read
on my phone. I mean, I could do it. I did the first, like, two episodes.
That's, like, one of the main reasons why I didn't download, like, any kind of streaming device on my phone. My phone's so small.
No, so you just can't do it.
Yeah, I just can't do it.
What's something you would do different? There's nothing, I mean, there's nothing I would do different, but I do want more expansion on some relationships.
Yeah.
Especially Sonazaki's relationship, but...
An OVA.
I don't know if I would have preferred if, like, combined, a Sugawara and,
Momo
story into one.
Yeah.
Free up some time. Instead of having, like, because Momo only has a couple interactions with the cast.
Yeah.
And I think every time, those are probably, like, the weakest points of the anime.
Yeah. Probably her dates with the date with a guy.
It only happens a couple times. Like,
yeah. And then their reaction at the school festival.
Yeah. It's weird. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think it really. I mean, it did help her character along in the end, but
yeah.
You could do it other ways, mm-hmm. or you could do it like, or have it wrapped up in like Azusa's story, because there's like that really, not sad part, but the sad realization for Momo, she asks Azusa like, oh, if I was the only one left, if me and Milo Sensei were the only ones left. In the world,
mm-hmm.
like, who would you, you know, have sex with? You get sex with one of us,
yeah.
And she's like, "Oh, you know, I love you, but
I love you to pieces," is what she says.
Yeah, to the sub. I'm pretty sure the sub you got was, which is super rare, but is was the dub. Yeah, the dub translation.
Oh, okay.
And it's always like literal, but I think it was the. Which is weird.
Yeah, that is weird if that's the case.
But yeah, she goes, yeah, I love you to pieces. Because she says, I do. And she's like, I love you to pieces, but I have to go with Milo. And he's a guy or whatever. Which is a weird. I also think that's like a weird question for a girl.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just the weirdo in me. But I was like, I always assumed like, oh, if it had to be between like your best friend and like a dude that you kind of tendentially like you'd probably go like with the best friend.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would. That was my assumption going into it.
Yeah, that's like, what I thought she was gonna say.
Because like at that point, like attraction doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I would feel, but who knows? That was her decision, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, the rating.
rating.
What do you rate it, Jay?
I give this a high recommend.
This is also high recommend. What prevents it from
being a must watch?
Must watch.
I don't know. Like a feeling.
Because I know a lot of people who are like, hey, you need to like check this out.
Yeah.
Especially people who I've recommended like Scumwish to and they really liked.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, well, you need to check this one out because it's really fun.
Yeah.
More fun Scumwish. less dark Scumwish.
Yeah. I would say that, yeah.
It has that thing that, I think it does have that thing that Assassination Classroom had. Where it's like, when it starts to get too dark, it like, oh no, make a joke here.
Oh, yeah.
Like, don't make it too dark.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but it never like took me out of it. I thought it was like really funny.
Yeah.
It's never a breaking point, yeah. I feel, of the anime.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just high recommend.
Yeah.
All right, Jay, now that we've gone and...
Revealed our panties to the teacher.
Exactly. Now that we've bought... our loved ones a train
bento
keychain. that was also real quick. I really love that idea too, where she was like, oh, buy the train bento box, and he Azusa goes, well, he doesn't like modern trains, and that's why she got the keychain because it was of an old train.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a really cute detail. Like, you could tell like right there that she like really likes him, because
yeah,
who, like, a normal person, like, the other girls knew, like, oh, he likes trains.
That's
and
it.
Yeah, and he's like, no, no, he likes classic trains. Mm-hmm. So he would love this one. Mm-hmm. Really, really cute.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's up next for 2019 Anime of the Year nominations, Jay?
All right, we're going to be doing next is Vinland Saga.
Okay. This is also an anime that I know of.
Yeah.
Well, before I had no idea what Omaidens was. I never heard of it. But this one, I've heard of it. I had no idea what it was about.
Yeah. And I told you a little bit about what it was. It's like Vikings in like the early 1100s or whatever. 1100s.
And how many episodes is this? 24?
24.
Okay.
And I believe it's an Amazon exclusive.
I don't think it's dubbed.
I was looking at the wiki, and I could have sworn there's credits for English voice actors.
It doesn't mean that it's on
Yeah, it doesn't mean that Prime. It's on Amazon, yeah. You probably have to buy it or something.
Yeah, I'll check it out like right now as soon as we're done.
Yeah.
But yeah, Vinland Saga, very excited.
Yeah.
It's almost, this is
like the first like semi-historical anime that we're going to cover. It's not even that historical. It's like more about stories and myth.
This is a weird thing to say, especially for Omaidens since we liked it so much.
Uh-huh.
This is what I like to call the vegetable portion of our month of anime. Where okay. We're like, we need to get through... We need to eat the vegetables first. Well, I guess for you, you're vegan. You're always eating the vegetables. But
yeah.
For me, it's like, oh, you eat the vegetables, you get the steak next. And the steak being Carolyn Tuesday and Demon Slayer, I'm very excited for.
Mm-hmm.
But these veggies, especially with Omaidens, delicious. It was really good.
Very tender.
Very very soft carrots.
Perfect.
Perfect.
All right. So if you like us, go ahead and follow us on SoundCloud, like us on SoundCloud, follow us on iTunes, subscribe to us on there, 5-star review, if you feel so inclined.
Yeah, if you're listening on YouTube, go ahead and subscribe to us. We're going to start uploading all these to YouTube now.
Yep.
And thanks for listening, everybody.
Yep.
Thank you. Oh, if you have any suggestions, leave them in your comment.
Yeah, leave it in a comment, send an email, whatever you want to do.
Whatever you want to do, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Yep. We'll see you guys in the next one.
Everybody, keep loving each other.
レポート。どうせ私のルックスの変化に目くらまされてるだけでしょ。あと